Our Kempinski Dictatorium Mail, IME, on Michael Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. Michael Simmons is a 64-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5-17-20. Apparently he slipped on water that was on the floor and twisted before he fell. Appeared he believes he injured his lower lumbar spine as a result and went to the emergency room later. Appeared he was biking several days later and his right leg became numb. Appeared he accepted several injections that gave him relief for about 3 months, but did not undergo any surgery. Period. His current treatment includes taking pills and a lot of soaking. Period. The rest of that is normal. Actually, the petitioner elaborates that his injury occurred on 5-15-19. Period. This is before the subject event. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Simmons alleges on 5-17-20, he was attempting to move a rack of product when the wheels of the rack got stuck, causing him to injure his lumbar spine. Period. And go back to the history of accident right before I get into the records. He revealed that in 1992 he was injured and returned to using heroin, but he did take Percocet after the subject event, but is no longer using it. Period. And pick up after the claim petition. As per medical records supplied, he had a gas can of the lumbar spine on 11-14-19. The indication was right-sided back pain radiating down his right leg. For the past 2 to 3 weeks, that was getting worse. Period. Insert those results here. He was seen on 6-15-20 in follow-up for his back pain by Dr. Obara, O-B-A-R-A. Period. He stated his symptoms occurred daily, but currently he is asymptomatic and has no other symptoms. Period. He needs a note to return to work. Period. Problem list included drug dependency, comma, current smoker, comma, hep C carrier, comma, and morbid obesity. Period. The review systems on this visit noted he denied back pain, joint swelling, muscle weakness, or neck pain. Period. Musculoskeletal exam was normal. Period. The doctor cleared him to return to work. Period. Mr. Simmons returned to complete care on 6-30-20 with right-sided lumbago and sciatica. Period. He was begun on a metrol dose pack and administered toradol injection. Period. He was also referred to pain management. Period. On 8-10-20, Mr. Simmons was seen in this same practice. Period. He asked for disability forms to be filled for his back pain, but he was coming to see pain management. He had been seeing pain management since May of 2020, but the records were not available, and he was not told why he was in pain. Period. He's doing physical therapy and on Percocet and had an injection for pain. Period. The doctor wrote pain management has to give patient disability paperwork if they think he cannot work. where there was no specific diagnosis. Period. On a follow-up visit of 126-22, they ascertained a history of motor vehicle accident trauma leading to tracheostomy in 1992, but he also suffered from intravenous drug abuse, hepatitis C, and hypertension. Period. On 6-11-21, Mr. Symptoms presented with dizziness. Pretty felt at home 2 days ago while walking to the bathroom. Period. He was diagnosed with syncope and collapse with no cardiac symptoms. Period. He was noted to have been to the emergency room before this. Period. New paragraph on 7/31/20. Mr. Simmons presented to Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G, for initial evaluation of chronic low back pain worsening since May 2020. Period. The pain worsened after he tried to move a heavy rack at the bakery where he works. Period. His pain was constant and irritating and radiates to both anterolateral thighs. Period. His numbness and tingling in his feet. Period. He had tried Zoradol in the emergency room with good relief. Period. Percocet gave him good relief in the emergency room, and Valium gave him mild relief. Period. He had not done physical therapy, but had chiropractic care for 4 sessions since May, with some short-lived relief. Period. He was... examined and found to have a left paraspinal scar from falling when he was younger. But there was tenderness of the lumbar cervical spine of the paraspinal muscles associated with spasm. Great lumbar flexion produced pain, as did lumbar extension and right and left side bending. Retroset loading sign was positive on both sides. Period. His gait was antalgic. Period. His diagnosis was chronic pain syndrome and nonspecific low back pain, as well as myofascial muscle pain and lumbar spondylosis. Period. They noted the results of the aforementioned CT and then referred him for an MRI of the lower back. Period. He returned 24/20, when the results of his 8/13/20 MRI were referenced. Period. We will have inserted the results of that MRI before this visit. But they also noted the results of his CAT scan from 11/14/19. Period. His diagnoses remain the same as per Dr. Wong. Period. She then gave additional diagnoses of cervicalgia with cervical radicular pain and long-term current use of opiate analgesics. Period. He was taking Percocet 5/325 on a daily basis for severe intractable pain. Period. On 9/17/20, he came in for an injection. Period. An epidural injection was given on this occasion. Period. Mr. Simmons continued to be seen in this group, such as on 9/21/20. Period. He reported greater than 80% relief of pain on the back and legs from the injection. Period. He had been able to walk and work more comfortably. Period. Returned to work a few days ago after being off since May. Period. He has some residual low back stiffness and wakes up when his low back twinges after working a whole shift at the bakery. Period. He He took Percocet only for very severe pain on an as-needed basis with good relief. Period. His that he was seen again on 11/6/20 when his symptoms remained unchanged. Period. On 12/1/20, Dr. Wang issued a diagnosis of patient with chronic low back pain exacerbated by lifting at work. Period. Parentheses, they did not indicate the date of that exacerbation. Period. He was to participate in physical therapy. Period. On 12/3/20, he presented for another lumbar epidural injection. Period. New paragraph. On 5/23/21, the petitioner was seen at the emergency room and was diagnosed with lumbar sacral strain. Period. He complained of lower back pain on the right side with pain down both legs. Period. He had a history of sciatica. Period. He associated this with a back injury that started about 1 week ago when he was pulling a cart while at work. Period. On a subsequent visit to the emergency room on 12/14/20, Mr. Simmons came in with dizziness and felt like the room is spinning with some blurred vision while he was at work. Period. He took his blood pressure and found it was elevated, which prompted the visit to the emergency room. Period. He was evaluated, treated, and released with diagnosis of dehydration and dizziness with elevated blood pressure reading. Period. He did undergo a urine drug test on 7/31/20. Period. It was positive for oxazepam. As well as tizanidine, acetaminophen, naproxen, diphenhydramine, and clonidine. Period. On 9/21/20. Urine drug tests showed unexpected cyclobenzaprine and desmethylcyclobenzaprine along with naproxen. Period. He was found to have oxycodone, acetaminophen, and clonidine. That was unexpected. Period. On 2/2/21, a drug test was positive for methamphetamine and norfentanil, as well as oxycodone, oxymorphone, and noroxycodone. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 8/13/20 to be inserted here. The CAT scan of the brain was done on 12/14/20 and showed no acute intracranial process. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Simmons currently states that he took the methamphetamine and fentanyl from a co-worker. Period. New paragraph. There is likely a gap in the records, or they were just placed in the right order. Appeared on 126-21. He was seen again by a physician assistant at Reclaim Ability Pain Services. Period. He reported 80% relief after an epidural injection on 12-3-20. Period. He had a history of arthralgias and joint pain as well as back pain. Period. He had an antalgic gait. Period. And underlying this, I believe this is a copy of something previously described. Period. On 9-17-20, he had an epidural injection with greater than 80% relief, lasting 3 to 4 weeks. Period. He had another epidural on 12-3-20 that gave him 80% relief. Period. He remained on medications. Period. That fell up on 11-12-21. He admitted to taking a co-worker's pain pill to explain his drug test results. Period. On 11-12-21, he underwent another epidural injection on approximately 12-7-21. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Lumbar extension was full but elicited tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full and all spheres without discomfort. Period. He was tender to palpation of the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the right or in the midline. Period. The rest of those tender points are negative. See point straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. I believe this is contralateral to his pain and radicular complaints during treatment. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Michael Simmons alleges to have injured his back at work on 5-17-20. Period. He had a CAT scan on, scratch that. He presented to the emergency room on 5-23-20, reporting symptoms. He then was seen by Dr. Wong, who prescribed various medications and injections over the next several months. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 8-13-20 to be inserted. Period. Interestingly, the petitioner had undergone a CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 11-14-19. Several months before the subject event. Period. He conveys that he injured his lower back at work on 5-15-19 when he slipped on water and twisted his lower back without falling. Period. He became symptomatic several days later. Period. He did accept many shots and was taking pills and doing a lot of soaking presently. Period. Although Mr. Simmons did not relate a work injury from 5-17-20, his claim petition includes that date. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found him to have full range of motion of the lumbar spine, low extension elicited tenderness. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver at an obtuse angle did not elicit any radicular pain. Period. He had negative neural tension signs. Period. New paragraph. There is no more than 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. I will compare whether the CAT scan from 2019 was the same as the results of the MRI from 2020. Period. And that is the end.